We need to all always be ready to give thanks unto the Lord, to bless Him in every way, because He's worthy.
Yes, sir.
Amen. And because He saved us, I can't bless Him enough.
Right.
Amen. For what I thank Him enough for what He's done in my life and what He has done for me.
Amen.
So many times in this life, we get our eyes on the things that we don't have, the things that we need, or the hard days that we face. And I've said this before, and that's how we gauge our relationship with the Almighty, and it should not be so. He is good always, and He is our Father in heaven. Amen. He is worthy. He is so worthy of all of our thanks. That's why Job said the way he did, "The Lord giveth, the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." Bless Him when we don't have it. Bless Him when we do have it. Amen. And that's a good way to live. That's a happy way to live. I know that. Just trusting in the Lord. I heard an old preacher one time, he was talking about all the things that he needed. I mean, really needed. And he said it was worrying him to death. And finally, that scripture came to him. And he got down in prayer and he said, "Okay, Lord, all these things, this is your business to take care of, not mine." Because the Lord said He'd supply all of our needs. Amen. And we surely need to put it in His hand. Matthew 24 this morning. Matthew 24. Very familiar passages of Scripture this morning. And I feel like I've tried to ask the Lord which direction to go this morning. Usually I don't let the things around us, affect me as far as me making any kind of a decision on what to deal with. I've went to a lot of different passages this week asking the Lord what He would have me to preach about this morning, but I really do feel like, in light of what has happened, that there are some things the Lord wants me to say. The young man, young Christian man, whose life was taken from him this week, has affected this generation in a huge way. Maybe a lot of people didn't know him, but people that kept up with what's going on in this nation and the ideals that this nation was founded upon, and how important that is, how very important that is. I mean, we're coming upon 250 years as a nation. Next year, 250 years. That's a long time for a nation to be in existence. There's been a lot of nations fall in less time. Big nations. And this experiment, as our forefathers called, has been different from anything else that has ever been on this earth.
and you and I were born right here in this land. What about that? That God blessed us. God blessed us. And I know that America, and you do too, has come a long way from its founding as far as the way people carry themselves and the strength of belief. It has gotten weaker. There are more people becoming more godless than they ever have. Even those that were not as religious believed in a God in the early days of our country. But I want to take these passages because we're standing in the last days. And these passages give us a look of what is yet to come. And I've said it many times, we can see these things building up now. These things that are yet to come. Things that are going to happen to the Israelite. Things that are going to happen in the land of Israel. Things that are going to happen to God's chosen people. And also, scriptures in the epistles that talk about the things that's going to happen to you and I as a church. It's very significant. It's very close. Are you listening to me? I mean, just like the world hating them and the world hating us. And we're two different people. We are not Israel. We are the church. Amen? We are the spiritual, heavenly people of God. They are the earthly, physical people of God. And God has not cast off His people which He foreknew, Romans chapter 11 and 12. And we need to remember that God has a purpose and a reason for Israel. And God's going to take the trouble they go through to bring them back to Himself. But the trouble will come. And trouble will come to you and I in this world. But we're reading about the trouble of the end time for those that are the Hebrew, the Jews. And it's significant, again, in everything that you and I see in these last days and what we're seeing. What we are seeing is more devastating than anything I've ever seen in my whole life. The power of the imps of hell that's behind what's going on. You can, listen, if you know anything about God's Word, you can see the darkness and the principalities and the powers of the air right now working in the children of disobedience. Here in Matthew 24, and Jesus went out and departed from the temple. And His disciples came to Him for to show Him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, see ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. Let's pause. That happened in 70 AD. Years after Christ was crucified, buried, rose again, ascended into heaven, and gave His church the last command to go into all the world. The church had been traveling on for years. And then this took place. Not one stone left upon another. Just like Jesus said. Now I said that to say this. Of all that our Lord has said has come to pass. Right here, the very first thing he said came to pass, has come to pass, and is gone in the past. Are you listening to me? The rest of what our Lord says is going to come to pass. Just as much as anything else that our Lord has said, why, He is true. He cannot lie. He is the Savior. He is the one that would come. He is the Son of God. God in the flesh. God the Son. Amen. And everything that He's prophesied that would come has come. And what hasn't come will come. And He will come and He will not tarry, the Bible says. So He's telling them what's going to happen. And as He sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to Him privately, saying, "Tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of Thy coming?" Now listen, I'm going to tell you something. That's two different questions. When shall these things be? When the stones are going to be thrown down. What shall be the sign of Thy coming? That's another question. And the end of the world. And that's another question. There's three questions right here that's going to be answered. And they're all going to happen. The things that He was telling them about, that they wanted to know about, when shall these things be, He tells them. And He tells them how it'll be. And He tells them about His coming and the signs of His coming. And He tells them about the end of the world, or the end of the age, for those that would like to argue. Listen, there's going to be an end of it all. One day, according to the book of Revelation, there's going to be an angel stand on the sea and on the shore and lift his hands toward heaven and declare that time is no more. Are you listening to me? There's going to be an end when the Gentile reign is going to stop. Right now, the world is going in a circle. One nation after another. One king after another. One president after another. Are you listening to me? And the world is getting worse and worse and worse. And they're crying, wanting peace, wanting peace. And there'll never be peace till the Prince of Peace comes. Jesus answered and said, "Take heed that no man deceive you." Now, He begins to show us some things that's going to happen in the end times, in the end days. And I want you to just look and see the deception that's going on right now. The deceiving. The deceiving. It has a lot to do with where He said down in verse number 11, "And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many." Not everything that says it's Christian is Christian. Do you know that? Everybody today wants to say they're Christian. Everybody wants to go to heaven. But there ain't but one true way. There's not but one true way. And I'm not talking about, what we hang on our doors. I am an independent missionary Baptist. And that's because I believe that what the independent missionary Baptists believe and preach in this book is the thing that this book has meant for us to hear. I believe the doctrine is right. Amen? Listen, men can wrestle and sway. You can twist Scripture and make it say and believe anything you want it to. But if you study, if you lay with God, if you read this book in its context, line upon line, precept upon precept, you'll know the doctrine of the Baptist Church is right. But I'm talking about Jesus Christ. I'm talking about Jesus Christ. I'm not talking about being a Baptist. I'm talking about knowing Jesus Christ. I'm talking about being born again. Not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible. Amen. Not of some corrupt word, but of the incorruptible word of God. There's a lot of deception. A lot of deception and a lot of false prophets. A lot of false prophets. Many coming, he said in verse 5, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, shall deceive many. There has been more people, even up to this year, profess that they are the Christ. Around this world, one after another, I am the Christ. I am the sent one. I am the anointed one. I want to tell you something. Them people are devil-possessed. They are anti-Christ. Amen? They're not Christ. Christ is not a woman, by the way. Amen? Amen. There's no mother in heaven. There's a Father in heaven. There's a Father in heaven and His Son. Amen? His Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. But there ain't no mama. Amen? There ain't no mother of all. Are you listening to me? Earth ain't our mother. Amen? That's right. God is our Creator. The Father in heaven that created all things, that breathed into our nostrils the breath of life. Jesus Christ, He that is life and light, and gave me a new life. Amen. I bless the Lord. There's going to be many come and say, they're Christ, and they have, and shall deceive many. But listen, it's not even those that follow after them. Many that say, we want to be Christian. We want to be a believer. We want to be like that guy or that guy. Well, that's good. But you got to come the way this, the Bible says. I listened to that young man who got murdered this week. Murdered. For his belief. For his faith. And I've been just listening. I don't post stuff like all these idiots. I just listen. And I tell you, it would help people today in this generation, because nobody wants to open their ears and listen. Really listen. They accused him of hate. You know, anybody that really listened to him would know that that's not right. They accused him of being racist. Anybody that opened their ears would know that's not right. Are you listening? I mean, listen, they want to take things that you say and they want to twist it and turn it and take it out of context and make it say or believe something else. Are you listening to me? That's the world that we are living in. A world where people have stopped up their ears to the truth. Not just to His truth. I'm not talking about just national truth. I'm talking about biblical truth. I listened to that young man tell people one right after another, you have to know the Lord. You have to come to Him. You have to repent of your sin. Boy, I was glad to hear him say that. You've got to repent of your sin and trust Christ. Amen. And be born again. Be saved. That's the only way to heaven. I'm glad to hear them saying something like that. Because a lot of people won't say that. It's a lot of people won't say that. And it's because a lot of people won't open their ears. They won't open their ears to the truth. The Lord, listen, you know, you can go down through here of a list of these sins, a list of these things that Jesus is talking about, and the bigger part of them are because people wouldn't open their ears. they wouldn't open their ears. Take heed that no man deceive you. If somebody opened their ears to the truth, they wouldn't be deceived. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. If they opened their ears, they wouldn't be deceived. You got to open your ears to the truth. The Lord said, he that hath ears, let him hear. He's not talking about these two ears. He's talking about the understanding of your mind and your heart. The ability to receive real truth. To hear it. Not to twist it. And you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. In verse 6 and 7, he talks about nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. And it's everywhere. He said there'll be famines. That's hunger. Earthquake. Pestilence. That's disease. When have you ever seen so much hunger and disease? Hunger and disease everywhere. Right down to the animals. You can't turn on the TV nowadays. They'll show you the skinniest dogs and cats you've ever seen in your life and ask you for money to help feed them. Even the animals, starving, diseased. It's everywhere. People hungry in the richest nation in the world, in other nations, because of their ignorance. This world should live in an abundance of what God has given unto us. But listen, when you don't look to the heavens, when you don't look to the Father, when you're stooped in heathenism, amen? When you think your uncle's a cow and your aunt's a rat, yeah, you're going to starve to death. Places they won't eat the cow because they worship it. Places they won't kill the rat that's eating all their grain because they worship that. It's sad. People are deceived. And there's famines and pestilence everywhere. Earthquakes. And that word earthquakes, I looked it up. It also means tempest. When have you seen so many horrific things above ground? All these floods, major, major floods that have destroyed, I mean, just came in and wiped places out. Here in North Carolina, Texas, it's not just here, other places. Tsunamis, I mean, that are wiping people out. Are you listening to me? All of these tempests and earthquakes, I mean, that's cracking the world open. Hell's enlarging itself. It's opening its mouth without measure. Why? Because the majorities of people are dying in their sin and going to hell today. Many, many shall say, Jesus said in that day, Lord, Lord, they're Christians. They're Christian. Lord, Lord. Not everything that says they are. They're deceived. There's the anti-Semitism. Verse number 9. Jesus told those Hebrews, then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you and ye shall be hated. That means they'll detest them. Why, of all the different peoples of the world, why in these colleges right here in our nation did they pick the Hebrews out? Why did they pick the Jews out? They didn't pick the black people out like they used to. They didn't pick, you know, the Chinese people out like some used to. You know, that was racism. No, just all out of the blue. Anybody that's Jewish. And a lot of them don't even know why. Don't even know why. They get attacked and defend themselves. And yeah, I'll say it. They get attacked and defend themselves, and everybody's for the people that attack them. This world's twisted, twisted. The world is twisted. They're in darkness. Listen, I'm not saying as individuals that they are the best people in the world, but they are God's chosen people as a nation. But they want to kill them. They hate them. Many shall be offended. That means they try to entrap or trip them up. You take people today that debate back and forth, young people especially, all they want to do is trip one another up. It's called a gotcha. Or a gotcha. A got it. Or whatever it is that they call it. They got one up. That's what they got. I got one up on them. Yeah. Yeah. I tricked them up. They ain't got an answer for that. That's all they want to do. Back and forth. Back and forth. Back and forth. How about somebody open their ears to God's holy word and submit. Submit. Be in subjection under the holy words of God Almighty. God's words will stand when the world is on fire. The Lord's true and every man's a liar. The offenses. Verse 10. The betrayals. That's what he said. You'll be hated, and many will be offended, shall betray one another. Betraying. You be careful where you, as a Christian, you be careful where you go off invited to. Because they may be a whole bunch of people waiting on you to get there that don't care anything about your life. They don't care anything about your God. Amen. Amen. There's nothing about us that should make us want to be a friend in the world. God said, he that's a friend to the world's at enmity with God, an enemy of God. Friendship of the world. I'm not talking about being good to them and loving them and being a witness to them. But I'm not going to party with them, I'll tell you that. I'm not going to hang out with them. These things must come to pass. False prophets arising. Listen, that's tons of preachers and teachers that are not telling their people the truth. That are not telling our young people the truth. There is a generation of people that are unchurched, that have no idea what the real truth is. And you know these men, these false prophets, they'll do anything to turn any stone up to get to them while they're blinded and weak. To sift them in. And then make them twofold the child of hell, according to what Jesus said. Blind leaders of the blind. Deceived and deceiving. Betrayals, hatred, offenses, lawlessness abounding. Look at verse 12. Because iniquity shall abound. The love of many, that's lawlessness. Why, in California, you can go in and rob a store, take what you want, and you won't even have to go to jail for it. I saw something the other day. These two people had robbed a place, and they got caught and was sitting in the back of the paddy wagon, what we used to call them years ago. And they were trying to argue with the police. Well, it's not a felony unless it's over $500. He said, oh, this is way more than $500. They said, not with the store discounts, it ain't. You don't get a discount when you're a thief. Lord, have mercy. I mean, you see how twisted and how mad and how gone this world is. God help lawlessness. They'll stone people, knife them, shoot them, and think nothing of it. I think Brandon already said, I mean, when they saw what happened to that young man, how awful that was. How terrible. They were dancing and laughing and mocking and making fun of that young man's life. What an abomination. They don't even have any love for life. The victims are blamed. A young lady taking a bus home one night, right here in Charlotte, sat next to the wrong person. She didn't do anything but sit down in a seat. And a coward come from behind. Yeah, I'll say it, a coward came from behind. A young girl that was trying to become an American. Was working. She wasn't trying to live off the system. She wanted a job. She wanted to work. Wanted to live in peace. Wanted to be an American. This guy takes her life that fast. Why? Because he's... I'm going to tell you something. There's a lot of this stuff that's mental disabilities that ain't no more than demon possession. Demon possession. I'm not saying in every case... I know there's such thing as chemical imbalance. I've seen Christians that had to deal with that. But the majority of what we see, yeah, yeah, yeah. They're full of devils. Full of devils. Crazy. Crazy. I'm telling you, crazy. Wicked. And all they got on their mind is death and killing somebody else. Because they're demon possessed. Demon possessed. We're in that day. Jesus said this 2,000 years ago, and we're seeing it more and more and more than we ever have. Jesus told them, said, all these are the beginning of sorrows. Listen, what we're seeing now is nothing compared to what will happen during the tribulation period. Thank God we're going to be gone. It's bad enough right now. It's just almost too much to have to live with some days. Lord, how we need to pray. Lord, how we need to walk with our Savior. How we need to draw nigh to Him. How we need to be a light in this dark, wicked world. How that we need to show the people that we're around the path of righteousness, the path of Christ, the way. Show them the way. Show them the true way to heaven. To reach them. Like Jude, I think it was, said, some having compassion, making a difference. Saving with fear, pulling them out of the fire. I think one missionary said one time, I forget exactly how he said it, but he said if he could, he had put a rescue mission 1 yard from hell. That'd be a good thing to have right there, 1 yard from hell, wouldn't it? One last rescue mission. Because the fact is, there's a lot of people that's 1 yard from hell. They don't even know it. And you and I are their rescue mission. We are their rescue mission. Why? Because we know the way. We've been told. Our ears are open. Our eyes are open. This world, don't expect them to have open ears and open eyes. We look at them and listen to them, and sometimes you shake your head and wondering, did they not listen to a thing that was said? Did they not see everything that was done? They must not. Like blinders on. They're so bent toward wickedness. There's almost no reaching some. Some may be too far gone. But that doesn't mean we shouldn't try. Amen. I'm done this morning.